Einstein couldn't bear the notion that God could create a universe in which some things were forever unknowable. Moreover, the idea of action at a distance, that one particle could instantaneously influence another trillions of miles away, was a stark violation of the special theory of relativity. This expressly decreed that nothing could outrace the speed of light. And yet here were physicists insisting that somehow, at the subatomic level, information could. No one, incidentally, has ever explained how the particles achieve this feat. Scientists have dealt with this problem, according to the physicist Yakir Akhranov, by not thinking about it. Above all, there was the problem that quantum physics introduced a level of untidiness that hadn't previously existed. Suddenly, you needed two sets of laws to explain the behavior of the universe: quantum theory for the world of the very small, and relativity for the larger universe beyond. The gravity of relativity theory was brilliant at explaining why planets orbited suns or why galaxies tended to cluster, but turned out to have no influence at all at the particle level. To explain what kept atoms together, other forces were needed, and in the 1930s, two were discovered: the strong nuclear force and weak nuclear force. The strong force binds atoms together. It's what allows protons to bed down together in the nucleus. The weak force engages in more miscellaneous tasks, mostly to do with controlling the rates of certain sorts of radioactive decay. The weak nuclear force, despite its name, is 10 billion 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 times stronger than gravity, and the strong nuclear force is more powerful still, vastly so in fact, but their influence extends to only the tiniest distances. The grip of the strong force reaches out only to about 1/100,000th of the diameter of an atom. That's why the nuclei of atoms are so compacted and dense, and why elements with big, crowded nuclei tend to be so unstable. The strong force just can't hold on to all the protons. The upshot of all this is that physics ended up with two bodies of laws, one for the world of the very small, one for the universe at large, leading quite separate lives. Einstein disliked that, too. He devoted the rest of his life to searching for a way to tie up these loose ends by finding a grand unified theory, and always failed. From time to time he thought he had it, but it always unraveled on him in the end. As time passed, he became increasingly marginalized and even a little pitied. Almost without exception, wrote Snow, his colleagues thought, and still think, that he wasted the second half of his life. Elsewhere, however, real progress was being made. By the mid-1940s, scientists had reached a point where they understood the atom at an extremely profound level, as they all too effectively demonstrated in August 1945, by exploding a pair of atomic bombs over Japan. By this point, physicists could be excused for thinking that they had just about conquered the atom. In fact, everything in particle physics was about to get a whole lot more complicated. But before we take up that slightly exhausting story, we must bring another straw of our history up to date by considering an important and salutary tale of avarice, deceit, bad science, several needless deaths, and the final determination of the age of the Earth.